Very important, you know. I think the friends you make back then are the friends you have now. You say boarding school, it's not an easy thing. No, it's the sort of thing that you either love or, you know, you just can't handle. I'm lucky enough, and I think most of my friends are, to have loved the whole situation and the 6 years there. And, you know, we bring a lot of great memories from the place.
What is it, do you think, about the ethos of a Jesuit education, as that is what you had, that will stay with you?
I don't think there's one specific value. It's more just, you know, I think doing for other people, I think, is the greatest value that they try to instill in you. I think maybe just get everyone out of a selfish mode, which is so common in society now.
Now, you've actually also gone into a career, or you hope to go into a career and stay in it, that also is very much a team career, and that is rugby. Have you always played rugby?
Always, yeah, from a little kid. I used to play a lot of Gaelic as well. But from the time I went to school, rugby was always the more favourite sport at Clongowes. And, you know, always loved it, and to fulfil, you know, to continue to do that is something I've always wanted to do.
And team spirit, of course, would be terribly important within the game, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, especially at that level where, you know, things are always so close, you have to have such a strong bond with your teammates, and it's very important to have that, and many times, you know, a game won't operate unless you have that. So to have something like that's very important, yeah.
Are the demands on the player great at a time coming up to a match?
Not just coming up to a match, but in general, demands are very high. You know, you have a game every week, so you have to take care of yourself. You have to be professional about the situation and keep yourself in the best state that'll have you in prime condition for a game that weekend.
What would a typical week be?
Typical week be, you get 2 days off a week, 1 day midweek, and then a day before the game to prepare best. The days you do train would be 4 to 5 days a week, depending on when the game is, and you could train up to as much as 3 times in one particular day.
And what about critics now, if you don't play well, or if the team is seen not to play well? I mean, how do you react to the criticism as though you've never tried at all?
You know, sometimes it's very tough, and it can be quite hurtful too, but it all depends on how you react to it. I think starting off, it's a little bit harder to take, but, you know, as you grow older and you're more familiar with the critics, you just learn to dismiss it, really, and pay very little attention to it.
And how important, say, is the support of your friends and your family when you're in those situations?
Very important. You know, I'm lucky enough not to have a very tough time in my career, and, you know, I'm sure it'll come at some stage, so I'll have more of an idea then. But, you know, to have friends and family to support you in those situations is very important, because, you know, it'd be quite difficult to get through it on your own. So to have any sort of help is always brilliant.
And what about, have you thought about the responsibility of, say, the status of players? Because rugby players, soccer players, sport in general now has quite a celebrity status, and young people looking up to players. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, you know, it's not something you get too bogged down on. You know that you maybe are or will become an icon, so it's important to lead by example. You know, there's a saying, you know, with talent comes responsibility, and I think that's important too, that you do lead by example and put your best foot forward all the time.
What about your hopes for the future, Rob? Are they all centred around rugby?
Most of it. You know, rugby is such an important part of my life now, to continue to do as best I can on that and work my way up the ladder is a primary goal there, but also to finish my degree in UCD would be a strong ambition too.